G'day and welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets Podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me and forever is
Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
The buyer's agent. What are we speaking about today, Chris?
We're talking about buying property under auction conditions, so either at auction or before, and something called a 66W.
Chris, what is a 66W for all those people that don't know, and what is the significance of it?
66W for those playing at home is something. It refers to a form, which is weird because or a piece of legislation. So it's actually not a form. Basically, it's a document that your solicitor or solicitor conveyancer provides to you. The base says you're now buying this property, and the 66W goes along with the contract and says you're now buying this, and you remove all rights to any cooling off period, either building or finance. Yeah. The weird thing is I always find it's actually not a form, literally a letter that every conveyancer or lawyer writes slightly differently, saying they've informed their client they're disregarding the cooling off periods.
Yes. However, if you are at auction...
Yes, go on.
If you are at auction and your property's getting sold at auction, you do not need to have this form signed.
Yep.
Because under auction conditions once the hammer comes down... There's no cooling off. There's no backing out. You were stuck with that property.
So, Kurt, why is it important for us to cover off from a seller this information about auction conditions? Like I said, it's either at auction or you can buy a property under auction conditions. What are some tips or some things that a seller needs to know from their perspective?
Yeah, so one reason why we always recommend auction in the Sydney market, one yep. is if you go to the Central Coast or other markets, even in other states, Sydney is massive on auctions, but it's not everywhere in Australia. Correct. I think it's slowly becoming that way.
Melbourne's on the rise.
But in Sydney, it puts a deadline on it. It gives people, you've got enough weeks to go see the property, to get familiar with it, but also it's not too long that you lose interest and it's out of the way. So it kind of puts that deadline, which gives the buyer and seller, a deadline of when things should wrap up. And I think it's massive.
Yeah, I think the thing you cover off, we are always talking Sydney specifically, is it's something that's now very much the norm. Even though the sale of contract outside of auction conditions doesn't actually require to have 66W, basically, for those people playing along at home, like I said, if you're buying a property within 5K, definitely within 5K, maybe 10K of the CBD of Sydney, it is highly, highly likely, not a guarantee, but highly likely, regardless of when you're buying, you'll be utilizing a 66W because it's so normal that almost agents, if I present an offer, let's say I'm buying in Chatswood to buy a property, it's not an auction campaign, but I put forward an offer that does have a 66W, quite often the agents won't actually even be really prepared to take that offer to the client without a 66W saying they're instructed to do so.
Well, two scenarios. Just say the property is going to auction and a buyer wants to purchase it beforehand because they really love it. And then the agent's like, well, you're paying a premium because we're not going to go to auction.
May not always be the case.
It may not always be the case. A 66W, if you're buying before auction, basically will be required.
And that makes sense. But let's say it's not an auction campaign.
Not an auction campaign. If you had two offers that were the exact same price, exact same settlement, exact same conditions, except one was a 66W no cooling off and one had a 5 or 10 day business cooling off, I guarantee you that 66W is getting taken.
Yeah. And even if the money...
99%.
And even if the money's not the same.
Yeah.
Like I think if the offers came through... One has 66W and they're offering less money, whether that's $1,000 or whatever, there is a breaking point. But even if offering less money, it's under those conditions. Most vendors will go, well, I can sell and there's no turning back for them. Yes, let's go ahead with that one. Even if it's maybe 10 grand or 20 or 30, 50, whatever the number is, whatever they're comfortable with, it is more attractive.
Yeah.
Now, what my point is though, within Sydney, that 5K rated in CBD, it's such a norm. I'm more saying to an audience, that's the way it's going to be done. As a buyer, what it means is what you've just covered off there to some degree, but it does mean you basically take away your right to have a 10-day or whatever you've contracted written into it to both source your finance and further determine the property, whether that's through a building report or strata or structural engineer. So we think about finance. You need to have your finance. Whether you're a cash buyer, you need to have the money ready to go. And if you need a mortgage or loans or guarantors or LMI, so loan mortgage insurance, then whatever that is, you need to have those ducks in a row to be able to do, to be able to buy the property. In particular, the contract will say 10% deposit. You can quite often get that negotiated at 5%. You need to have that money ready to go.
Well, 10% more so was back in the day. The prices were a lot different. So 10% covered a good chunk. But now properties where the prices are priced, that 5% often compared to back in the day is still more than what the 10%.
But in the contract, as a vanilla contract, it always stays 10%. And a fun fact, quite often, if not always, that front page can't be changed. So even if you negotiate down to 5%, the front page will still reflect 10%, but the devil's in the details. So you go back into the contract itself and you will see it written saying you're paying 5% now of the deposit, you're paying the other 5% of the deposit on the day of settlement, and you're paying the rest of the 90% on it. Something a lot of buyers get thrown away. I have clients of mine that when it comes time to sign, they're going, Chris, the front page still says 10%. I thought you negotiated 5%. Easy enough to calm them down, but I preempt them that that's going to happen. I actually had that conversation with a client 2 days ago.
I've had it with a vendor where they thought they were getting more of a deposit on the day.
Because they're surprised. Like, look at that. I'm getting 10% now. Thank you.
Well, they were actually worried that they weren't going to get they were only going to get 90% on settlement rather than 95%.
Oh, wow.
So I had to guide them through.
Talking through that. So, Andrew, that's a finance item.
Well, I was just going to quickly jump in there as well, Chris. And I think where things have now changed is where I know on the Central Coast, things are slightly changing to auction. But back in the day where you're almost like you're dipping, you're kind of testing the waters. You like property enough where you're like, boom, I'm going to put down my 0.25%, whatever it is. And then I'm going to do all my testing after.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of like you're kind of divvying the property for a bit, and if you have to lose 0.25% because things don't work out, that's fine. Whereas this is basically you're getting your ducks lined up well before.
Yeah.
And then when you jump on the property in Sydney, it's like you're committing.
Yeah. So you really are doing all your due diligence beforehand,
which I kind of think makes a little bit more sense.
But it's interesting. So places like Brisbane, as an example, where this is not as common, what you just said before, so common that actually doing this almost confuses people because the market's so different. That's why we focus very much on what happens in Sydney, because it's almost like a culture or there's a real estate norm here that's not a norm elsewhere.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the building, and there's also strata reports you can obtain, again, by signing off or waiving off your cooling off periods, you need to have. Some people don't, but you absolutely should be reviewing and having someone else help you to review those documentations or doing a review of the building beforehand. Now, sometimes circumstances are, property's listed, it's going to go to auction in 4 weeks. You as a buyer, you've been looking for quite some time. You know that property's right one. You don't want to waste 4 weeks. You've gone to auction, maybe you've lost a couple of times out.
That's not uncommon.
Not uncommon. So you want to put an offer in, and the agent says to you, yeah, you can put an offer in, but we need to do it fast because longer the campaign, more likely other buyers. Also, the seller might say, we'll close the auction, let's go to auction. So you obtain, quite often, if we're talking about a semi or a freestanding house, the building inspection, there has been one completed, a report completed, by the vendor. So the vendor's paid for that, and you can acquire that usually for a nominal fee, $50, $100, maybe more, and then you can actually pay to have it transferred to your name later.
If you come through our property, generally, we've paid for it ourselves, so you get it for free.
There you go. Though the only thing I'd say here is be mindful who's it done for, who's paying for it. So in this case, the real estate agent or the vendor themselves, are more often not, they're paying for it. So there can be potentially, it could be skewed. Legally, it shouldn't be and everything else. But I know personally many, many of the building inspectors across Sydney, and I know which ones that regardless they do it for the vendor or they do it for a potential buyer, they're going to call it out. So they're happy to call major defects as they see them or minor defects or safety concerns.
And even potentially covering their, if they're really ethical, covering their butts more than they need. So sometimes I've actually found they highlight things a little bit, not too much, but sometimes it can then put, buyers can be like, oh, concerned about something they don't really need to be concerned about, but I much rather that, so then everything's still above board.
Yep.
Rather than, which I don't like, is when there are building inspectors that will not provide, will work in the vendor's interest.
There's many, I know what you're saying there, are many agents out there that work with a building inspector that's likely to give them a favourable report. The other thing I've seen happen before is the building report is done and they have highlighted something as a major defect that was unknown, and the owner has decided to rectify. Sometimes, whilst it's major, major refers to something that's going to be terminal, do damage typically in the short term unless rectified. Now that might be some flushing on a joint that's going to cost you $500 for someone to come fix it. So I have seen a number of times where that's been fixed and rectified. A second report's been done where it's noted that this was in the first time. It's now been rectified. So the second report produced saying it's now been fixed. It's no longer a major defect. It's actually not a defect.
Yeah.
Good on them. I think that's a great way of going around it. I do encourage my buyers, or any buyers out there, to do your own report if you are uncomfortable or unassured of the building report, because once you buy under these conditions, as we said a few times here, that's it. You turn the property upside down, everything that doesn't fall out is yours.
Yeah, or not listed in the contract to be coming.
Not listed in the contract, yeah. Little tidbit, so there's little tick boxes in the front of the contract, talks about, curtains, antennas.
What's staying with the property?
What's staying with?
Or what's going?
Yeah, so I have had before where that's been left blank, right? And so we've needed to update it and then go through a process. Also, you can write on there. Now, if it says air conditioners, right? You tick the box and there are air conditioners, you say it's air conditioners, day you move in, there are air conditioners. But if the air conditioners aren't working, and particularly if you didn't test them, if you didn't turn them on during the inspection, so you had no proof that they were ever working, in effect, the vendor doesn't need to fix them because, there are air conditioners. We didn't say working air conditioners. So one thing I always do with my clients is we take a video through, we turn all the air conditioners on and off as we go through the property. Then if we settle, now it's still at the grace of the vendor, they don't really have to, but I think more often than if I say, here it is, I used it, here's the video, it was working on a week before we actually purchased the property, 6 days later it's not working. In all my experience, the vendor's actually been happy enough to go and have someone do the work to get it fixed.
Yeah, so from a selling agent, I would rather, if you were genuine about the property, you love it, yep, and you're really committed on it, then go to the extra lengths of making whatever you think will be an issue, because nothing worse when, as an agent, selling agent, well, there's plenty of things that are worse, but when nothing has been brought up, and then you get to the pre-settlement inspection, and buyers think they've, I guess, got the right to be like, oh, this wasn't, then start pointing out everything, yeah, that when the contract's already been signed. And it's a bit of a split because I like being able to help out the buyer, but also, I need to protect my vendor, and you agreed to how the property was, yeah, and we've disclosed everything we possibly could.
Went through that process.
That light switch isn't, so we have a PowerPoint you've now found the day before settlement for some reason isn't working. I haven't gone around and checked every PowerPoint to make sure.
Yeah. It's all worked. Yep. I mean, is above board. So, yeah, I don't know if there's much more for what we need to cover off today. I guess it's really just hopefully a bit of an unveiling of what auction conditions are. And also, I think the point we're highlighting as well is when you're buying outside of an auction, if you are utilising 66W, which is a New South Wales form, it's only centric to here.
New South Wales, yep.
So, if you are doing that, that would mean basically think, well, it's almost like I'm buying under a hammer. Once we've signed that contract, you're not Back to the Future. You're not Marty McFly.
Marty McFly and Doc.
You're Doc Brown. You're not going back and restarting things again. There's nothing you can do. You can't go back in time.
Yeah. Good. I think that's it.
Nice one.
It's a good negotiation tool, both sides. So
yeah, it's important you both are aware and educated about it. Both the seller's aware of it and also the buyer.
Let's get into three quick cues. Chris, long story short, we got three questions. The first question is generally on the topic. Second question generally about property. And third question is we have no idea where this could fly. We have no idea what each question is getting asked at us. So it's quite bizarre sometimes.
We'll see where it gets
free for all. And generally we try not to justify it unless we feel we need to.
First one we justify a bit because it's property. But are you starting or am I starting?
I want to just crack straight into you, Chris.
Sounds bad.
Would you bid on your own property? As in, you're buying a property, would you bid on it, or would you actually get another trusted buyer's agent?
I'd bid.
You'd bid.
Yeah, probably years gone. I wouldn't have so much. I would have been more wanting someone to attach, but now with my experience that I'm up to, I feel like I'm in no better hands. Even though it's my own money, I know what to do.
Okay.
Good question. If a property doesn't sell at auction,
yep.
Right, and a week later, not a few days, a week later, it does sell. Does that mean it's automatically still under auction conditions or not?
No. Auction conditions last for the audience.
Yeah, this is good.
For the day.
This is the nugget.
So on just say Saturday the 10th of whatever, December, for that whole entire day up until like 11:59 p.m., if the contract is signed, even if the auction's passed in, it still counts as being sold on auction day, so there's no cooling off period. But if it rolls into the next day at 12 a.m, then unless a 66W is signed, there will be a 5 to 10 day cooling off period.
I wonder if there's ever been a time where someone has agreed to a price on the day of an auction, past the auction, but wanting a cooling off period, so they agreed not to sign the contract to the next day. Interesting.
No, the hammer's gone down.
No, so the auction's not sold. They're then negotiated afterwards. They want a cooling off period. They say no, but they say, oh no, the vendor agrees to a cooling off period. So then strategically, you just don't sign the contract day, you sign the next day. Anyway, one of it's happening, I'm sure it has. Go on.
Do you see the auction process becoming more utilised elsewhere in New South Wales?
In New South Wales. Yeah,
so a little bit broader. Might be a bit of a guess, but
No. I know in both Newcastle and Canberra, so the next major capitals, yes. If you're going to ask for other, which you didn't, but if you're going to ask for other capital cities, that it is increasing both in Brisbane and in Perth dramatically at the moment.
Yep.
Getting much more of a norm. But in New South Wales, yeah, Canberra and Newcastle.
Yep. I think we're going justified answers. 3 out of 3. Sorry.
Let's see if you can have this one without justifying. You'll set yourself up here now.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing you've ever seen in a building report?
What's the worst thing?
Worst thing highlighted or
not
worst thing, surprise.
I'm just going to say worst thing in terms of expected it to come, but the back part of a house that had been standing for 75 years or something and borers had been through there, and it was just like, it just confirmed that the back half needed to be demolished.
It was going
to
be down. Okay.
It needed to be.
It was going down.
Yeah, 4 out of 4. Justified. My question 3 or question 5. Now this is usually it's a bit of a weird, wacky question, but are you happy with where your life is now?
Vast majority.
Yeah.
Always looking for room for improvement. On you. So first game of my sport, AFL, was on last night. Carlton, Richmond played. Unfortunately, we're recording this in advance, so I won't know the result. Hopefully the Blue Baggers won. Your AFL team of choice?
Sydney Swans.
The Swannies.
Should have guessed. Should have guessed, big boy.
I don't know. That's what matters. All right. As we always say at this point in time, our advice is general in nature. Please speak to the professionals in your area. Feel free to reach out to Kurt or myself in terms of buying, selling, or if you have questions, always love to hear them.
And if you have made it this far, it would be amazing if just one person, just one, if you could, even if it's a brother, family, sister, or a close friend, just send it to them, recommend it.
If you know someone who's looking to buy a property soon in Sydney or sell a property soon in Sydney, please send this on to that one person for us. It means the world.
Yeah, I think the more we can educate the people, the better.
Otherwise, thank you for dropping by.
Thank you. Have a fantastic week.
Adios.